Welcome to End Time Chronicles podcast with Brother Eben. This podcast discusses issues regarding the end times and the things unfolding and things about to unfold. We are living in very uncertain times and information is very critical these days. You can download or listen to this podcast on spiritissues.info. Now, let's join today's edition.
These are the end of days, what the Bible says about the day of the Lord. And the whole world shake, the big earthquake when he returns. Could be a nuclear war, what the prophet saw, till you wonder where your help come from. Look up, your redemption draw near. Come the man of peace, come the mark of the beast, the tribulation. Don't you be surprised when the Antichrist give a deception. And you see nation rise against nation, abomination of the desolation. Look up, your redemption draw near. Where he draws near, he will wipe away your tears. When he draws near, he'll give you faith, kick all your fears. Look up, your redemption draws near.
Welcome to End Time Chronicles podcast. This is Eben. In the last edition, I continued the Revelation 13, spoke about the activities of the false prophets who would seek to deceive the believers and point the entire world, including the believers, to worship the Antichrist. Then eventually calls down fire from heaven as a way of deceiving the believers, trying to be like Elijah to the believers. And even when that fails, then initiates that image of the Antichrist should be set up, and those who refuse to worship that should be killed. Clearly, his assignments and purpose is targeted at the believers. So, let's continue. So, back to Revelation chapter 13, verse 16. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. The false prophets or the second beast initiates the mark system to identify those with allegiance to the beast. The need for the mark arises as a result of easily identifying those refusing to worship. You know? So that's the whole thing. The whole thing, you see, this worship thing is worship of a personality and the image. It's not worship of a system. You know, over the years, I've seen religious doctrinal teachings to the point where the Antichrist system. I mean, yes, there's a system, but the worship is not the system. The worship is the personality. Satan seeks worship. It's not worshiping the system that he wants. He wants the worship. I mean, the fact if you go and bow before a car, you worship the car. the car owner doesn't enjoy the worship. Coming to bow before him and worshiping him is where the enjoyment is. Yes, you have worshipped me. If you bow, go and kneel before a rich man's car and you worship the car, what's the big deal for him? The car has no feelings to enjoy the worship. It's the human being who enjoys the worship. And Satan, as a spirit being, enjoys the worship. In this case, through his agent, the Antichrist. You see, so it's all about worshiping Satan. He is desiring the worship. And the Bible is clear about it. He is worshipped. The dragon is worshipped in this case. The beast is worshipped. Now the image has been set up to also be an object of worship. But the word of God is clear that we should worship no other God. We should bow to no other God. You see, so this is where the Christians will stand their ground. So this failure to worship then means death for them. But how do you identify them? This is where the mark gets introduced onto the scene. So the mark must be either on the right hand or on the forehead. It's an easy identification system to easily identify them. So I believe with technologies coming up, I watched one video. It's been tested in some airports, in some, I think one of the states in the U.S., where, you know, the facial recognition camera, so you stand and then identifies you. But see, I believe, as I said in the previous edition, John, in the way he saw things, is the way the best he could write is what he wrote. So some of these things, this on the forehead, clearly, if you look at it well with the face, facial recognition detection systems, where you place your forehead, your head, your face in front of a camera, that's how John will see it, that there's something on the head, the forehead. So, you see, identification systems that we have now, I mean, look at the way the COVID came, the thermometer gun, they show it on your forehead or on your hand, forehead or hand. You know, someone said that it's all psycho-conditioned. We are being psychologically conditioned for what is coming. The world is just being conditioned and prepared for a system coming where, you see, when some of these things, by the time it's being introduced, it's like we've been used to it during the COVID era. You go to bank, thermometer gun on your hand or your forehead, you go to shop on your hand or forehead. You see, so we are just being preconditioned for their systems ahead. You see, so this identification system is purely for identification purposes of the non-worshippers. You see, it goes on verse 17. This is the favorite verse that has been trending all over the place. People have been talking about it and all that. The mark is the vaccine, the mark is the vaccine. But you see, if we go through from verse 1 down to this place, clearly we see that the vaccine is not the mark. Because the personalities involved haven't come. The one who initiates the mark system, the mark identification system to persecute the Christians, the whole purpose of the mark is to identify the Christians. Let's ask ourselves, the current system that we have, is it purposely designed to identify the Christians? No. The vaccine mandates that we are having in some countries, the purpose is not to identify Christians. No. Because they are unbelievers, they are atheists, they are Muslims who are all refusing. Some have lost their jobs and all. They have lost their livelihoods. But they are not Christians. And we've seen from earlier verses, as I discussed, this whole thing is purely identifying those refusing to worship the man, worship his image. Now, where is the image of the beast to worship? There is no image of the beast. This image will be a physical image, not an imagination or a symbolic thing. It's going to be an image, just as we had in Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how to bow to an image. It's going to be a physical image. Aside that, where is the Antichrist being worshipped today? Where in the world are we having the Antichrist being worshipped? He's not on the scene officially. So, you see, the events, the sequence of events, the timeline, the personalities preceding verse 17 haven't come. I believe they are on the fringes. They are soon to be released. I believe they are around. That one I'm fully I believe 100% that they are around and soon they will take their positions. But they've not been released yet officially. So they are not in place. So from the verse 1 up to this point, it hasn't been fulfilled. From verse 1, the personalities, the timeline of events, the sequence of events, activities, calling down fire, all these things should be seen. You see, the reason why the Bible has arranged all these things is for the believers to see. When you see A, you see B, you see, then you know that the Bible prophecy is coming on. So when, you see, it's a sequence. So when you see A, you see B, you see C, then you know that, Kai, we are getting there. But now we have not seen A, B, C, D, we have not seen E, we have not seen F, and then we see K, L, M, and we say, oh, A, B, C, D, and all has been fulfilled. But when were they fulfilled? Because they should be fulfilled before we get to KLM. The one who will even introduce the mark hasn't come onto the scene. So now, what mark do we have? Is it the mark of WHO or the mark of Joe Biden or the mark of Ronaldo? Which mark? Because the mark is for the beast, identifying the worshippers of the beast. Now, the beast hasn't come onto the scene. So what mark do we have now identifying the worshippers of the beast? You see, these are the questions we should be asking per what the Bible says. Now, let's get to the 17, the interesting verse. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, take note, or the name of the beast. Who knows the name of the beast today? What is his name? The mark doesn't go alone. It goes hand in hand with the other the system. The name of the beast or the number of his name. For the number, it gives us in the next verse, here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. His number is 600, 666. But what is his name? So at the time when this mark is introduced, there is a parallel system, which is the name of the beast. So those who are refusing to buy, to buy or sell, except they have the mark, or, so it's either you have this or, so now, either you have the mark or the name of the beast. Now, what is the name of the beast? So who now can avoid the mandates? If we say the COVID mandate or the COVID vaccine is the mark of the beast, now what is the name of the beast that is parallel to the mark of the beast that gives you the freedom that those who have the vaccine cards have? What is the alternative? I mean, you see, what is the number now? Which system have we written 666 on, or which system do we have that is also running parallel with the vaccine cards? If that is it, then which one? You see, we should let the Bible be the foundational basis on which we explain Bible prophecy. Because you see, the danger is when we take just events, one or two events happening in the world, we can easily run into error, because these mandates, the vaccine, no one is being killed for not taking the vaccine. Because this is not the mark. Because if you read the mark, the description of the system that precedes the mark is about worship. Refusal to worship. But upon what was the basis upon which this vaccine came? This vaccine came as a result of a sickness or like a virus. So the vaccine has nothing to do with worship. The vaccine has nothing to do with worship. Because if you read this Revelation 13 carefully, study it carefully, we are talking about worship. It's all about worship. So where do we find vaccine being an act of worship to the point where those who have it are worshiping the system? If worshiping the system, Where is the man to be worshipped? Where is the image of the beast? These are physical things, and the personalities that should be on the ground. There should be physical antichrist who would be worshipped. There will be an image of the beast. So the image of the beast is a replica of the beast. Now the beast even hasn't come. So where is the image? You see? So these are the questions we should be asking. And clearly, you see, the other reasons that also presuppose clearly shows that the person cannot be the mark, because unbelievers whose names are not in the book of life are also refusing the vaccine. In this case, the mark, the so-called mark. But the Bible doesn't say that, because the Bible says that it's clear about those who do not worship. It's only believers whose names are in the book of life. They are the ones who would also refuse the mark. So now if you have unbelievers and atheists and all refusing the mark alongside some believers, where does it fit? You see, the Bible should be the final authority, as I keep saying. Where is the worldwide worship of the Antichrist? Yeah, the fact that vaccine is worldwide doesn't mean it's a worldwide worship. You know? It's something which clearly this mandates. I'm yet to find a country that has issued mandates that is purposely targeted at Christians only. Christians only. None. I mean, no country has issued mandates targeted at only Christians. You see, so it doesn't match with the word of God. Where has there been a worldwide war against Christians? As it says, that he makes war with the saints. Making war with the saints precedes the mark. Because we've not seen it. Persecution is happening currently, according to the Open Doors USA's statistics on persecution worldwide. Persecution is happening in barely 52 countries in the world. It's not even in every country. Barely about 52 countries that they have like more like higher levels of Christian persecution. Even that is not 100% in those countries. You see, so we are not there yet at that worldwide stage of Christian global persecution. And this must precede and eventually be in the season where the mark is introduced. So if we say that the vaccine is the mark now, then where is the Christian persecution worldwide that goes alongside those who refuse it? These are questions we should be asking. Okay, so let me list about four things which biblically makes it impossible for the vaccine to be the mark. The first is the last days revival, massive soul winning that is going to take place before the coming of the Lord. And this prophecy in Joel, we've not reached the peak of that prophecy yet. Because if you read Joel chapter 2, you know, because of time, but let me just quickly. So Joel 2:28, and it shall come to pass afterward, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. My sons and daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I'll show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. All this must happen before the Lord comes, the great day of the Lord. Now verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnants whom the Lord shall call. This final outpouring, as depicted in other verses as well, is now beginning. We are seeing glimpses of it in some countries, but the worldwide outpouring is going to happen. It is going to happen. So if per the point, the valid point, if the valid, the validity of the fact that the mark is the vaccine, then the revival is too late then, because people are already doomed on their way to hell. So they cannot be revived, they cannot be saved. Per the numbers, per the numbers, let's look at the second point. The 144,000 also in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 7, it talks about the 144,000, but my emphasis is on verse 9. So it lists the various tribes. Then verse 9 says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. These people are going to be, some people are going to be saved. This 144,000, what is their mandate? They are going to win souls. Massive soul winning. They are also part of it. They are also part of it. You see, so the effect of their ministry is what is seen in verse 9. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude. People are going to be saved. The end time revival, we are going to see something which the world has never seen before. Oh yeah. See, so if we say this, I mean, someone was saying that the devil, so the devil is bringing this to stop the plan of, I mean, how can I mean, see, how can the devil stop the plan of God regarding people with the last day so winning? So like bringing this quickly to stop people from being saved. No. Then let's get to the next. My third point is the two witnesses. Yeah, that's in Revelation chapter 11. These are two olive trees and two candlesticks standing before the Lord on the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth. I'm reading verse 4 and then verse 5 now. And devoured their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophets, and have power over the waters to turn them into blood, and to smite the earth with all the plagues as often as they will. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast shall ascend, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their bodies, there are two people. These are personalities. Two prophets, two people. Their two bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So their two bodies will be physical. This is not imaginary. This is not symbolic. This is not a generic type of groups. These are two personalities, two human beings. After they finish their testimony, they are coming to witness. They are coming to do the end time work as well in Israel and whichever place God will assign, whatever. But their mandate in Israel, that's their focal point. Israel is one of the nations that has been heavily or widely vaccinated. For those who follow the numbers and the news and all. If per this logic, if the vaccine is the mark, then there's no need for these two witnesses. Because the larger part of Israel is already vaccinated. So that means then they are all doomed to hell already. So what is the need for these two witnesses then? What is the need of the 144,000? Because if the people they are coming to witness to are already doomed to hell after taking the vaccine, then there's no need. Because they are already doomed. So the two witnesses have a mandate to finish their testimonies. And the fact that they will come, because it's prophecy, they would come. And the fact that they will come means there is work to be done. People will need to be saved. If the people are already lost and they cannot be saved and doomed, then why would they be coming? This is another point. Then, the final point before I round up this edition, the mark is not a standalone according to the book of Revelation. It's directly associated with the worship of the beast. So Revelation 14 verse 9. 14 verse 9. Let me read. That says, "And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out of them without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented in fire and brimstone in the presence of his holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." See the sequence. If any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the worship of the beast and the image go hand in hand with receiving of the mark. So if we say one, now we have the vaccine as the mark of the beast. Where is the worship of the Antichrist? Where is the worship of the image? Where is the image that is being worshipped? Where in the world do we have the image of the beast being worshipped now? And as I keep saying, the system is not, it's not the system that is being worshipped. It's the personality that will be worshipped. So let's not confuse the system of the Antichrist that is taking shape with a personality. Then, let me also read. We also have Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. See, so whenever the mark is being mentioned, it goes hand in hand. The image of the beast, the image of, like, the worship of the beast, the worship of the image, then the mark in the forehead or in the hand. This sequence is on. How do we attribute this sequence to current trends of events now? That's the question we should be asking. Okay, I think let me just push this final point. Revelation 14, verse 6. "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and the earth and the sea and the fountains of the waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark and his in his forehead or in his right hand, the same shall drink of the wine," and on. So the eternal gospel, the final everlasting gospel, the final revival, the message worldwide, gospel being preached worldwide, is going to happen before the Antichrist system eventually. The angel gives this everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, every nation, every kindred, every tongue, every people. Worldwide revival is coming. And this will come. Then now you see the third angel warning that people should not worship the image of the beast. And you see, so we've not seen this final revival, hasn't come. It's about to, but it hasn't come. So clearly, in the sequence of events, we cannot conclude that those who are taking the vaccine now are all doomed. I am clearly not in favor of this vaccine because of other factors. I believe it is dangerous. I personally believe it's dangerous. I mean, there's something, it's not right. These people, the same people who seek to depopulate the world are the same people promoting something like this. I don't trust them. So I believe clearly. So there have been warnings, yes, other warnings that the Lord has shown people that his children shouldn't take and all that. So I really believe that there's something wrong with it. But I will not say, to say that is the mark and those who take it are doomed eternally. I don't see any biblical support for it. Per Revelation 13, the sequence of events, the timeline, the personalities, events, and all, it doesn't support it. And as believers, the Bible should be our final point of authority. Oh yeah, the Bible should be the final point. Because you see, in as much as just the Bible says in Joel 2 that God will give visions and dreams and prophecies, we shouldn't forget that the devil is also not going to sit down idle and watch as God uses only this means or these means to communicate to us. He would also seek to use same to also create confusion. That's why I say in the midst of the confusion, let's run to the Bible. And that's the reason why these three episodes, episode 1, 2, 3 on this series, I mean, read the Bible as you listen, read it for yourself, study it yourself. And what does the Bible say? And then get to know yourself. Thank you for listening to these episodes. And God bless you. I'm Eben. Talk to you another time.